This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 95. Batman doesn't eat babies.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
Welcome to yet another episode of our podcast.
Hello, everybody.
I want to say the fucking best next time.
Fine, you can say it.
Okay, just show up. Oh,
yeah.
Snap.
Burned.
Ow. Hat. Ooh.
Excuse me for having a life.
Hey.
Oh.
You know what? Some of us put our lives on hold because we hold video gaming to a new esteem.
Addiction.
Yeah, my thing. So.
Addiction much? Possibly.
Yeah, I'm up all night every night just, you know, reading manga, so really can't claim I have a life.
You can claim it, you can draw it, you can even imagine it in graphic novel form.
But it won't be true.
True.
Yeah, my life is a graphic novel. Actually, my best friend and I decided the other day that our life is a tragicom, the sitcoms that are really sad.
Tragicom, yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happens. It happens to a lot of people. Just look at Britney Spears. Oh, wait, that's just a comedy.
Yeah, that's just comedy.
that's just classic slapstick right there. Yeah. So, moving on. Definitely, before we get started with the business, I want to give a shout out to All Games Radio Network for, first of all, having us on the network.
Yay!
Because they're awesome. If you're not aware of All Games Radio Network, you should check them out at allgames.com. You can listen to shows like ours, ESH, which appears every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Notice I didn't say specific. You can listen to shows like Evil Avatar, Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Fantastic Forum. And All Games Interactive on the radio network. Oh, yeah. And you might want to take a listen to Electric Sisterhood. So definitely.
Yeah, you know, just if you're in the neighborhood.
You know, whatever. Stop by. No big whoop. We'll talk. Have some coffee. No big whoop.
We're always open.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh.
I'm not always open.
I don't lock my doors.
You should probably
Somebody's a hoe.
Moving along. In any event, you really do need to visit our website. You can win stuff. We give away t-shirts, we give away candy, we give away video games, and we're proud of the All Games Radio Network giveaway of the branded Xbox 360. So if you haven't been to the site, definitely hit the site. All you gotta do is make a 60 to 120 second promo. Huh? In the style of a commercial of a radio station on Grand Theft Auto 4, or Grand Theft in general. Ship me the MP3. Panda, Magic, and I will take a listen to all the submissions. The funniest ones that we find, we're going to send on to the next round. Finalists, going to get Xbox 360 Elite, branded Grand Theft Auto 4. Copy the game. Come on, people.
I would totally win that shit. Ninja, I would take your ass down for that stuff.
Actually, no, because I am bomb when it comes to audio, and I would totally win that shit.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Not going to happen.
I think so. But we'll never know, because we can't enter, but you guys can. And you need to hurry up, because time's racing. It's running out. Game's coming out. Come on, people. Come on, people. You got until May 4th. Read the post. Hit the site. God damn, I wish I could enter this thing. Not that I need another Xbox, but I would totally...
I need an Xbox. I don't have one.
You totally need to get one. Too bad you didn't enter this contest because you work here.
I'll pretend to be a South African pygmy and enter it.
With diamonds that you need to sell to someone?
Yes.
All right. In any case, hit us up on the website, people. We've got a link. Let us know what you want to talk about, what you're interested in. We are going to do something on Coyote Rang type show. I just don't know when. So thanks for that suggestion. So remember, www.electricsisterhood.com, or our short address is esh.mobi. Both will bounce you to our site. Don't forget also, check out All Games Radio for full instructions, past just the ones that I've done, at allgames.com. With that said, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, which right now looks like a pack of Smarties.
I like sugar.
And I'm going to pass it to you, Panda. What are you going to do with it?
Actually, I'm just going to turn it into a DVD holder. You know, like a video DVD holder, not like a game one. Not that they're very much different. They're actually quite the same.
Yep.
The case. It's a DVD holder.
Because a holder to me is one of those, like, binders or, you know, the things with the sleeves or whatever.
She's talking about the cases.
She's just talking about a case. Because
really, the only one that ever had a different case was a PS2 because they had a spot in most of their cases for you to put your memory card.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. You're right.
I like those.
Yeah, I missed that. That was freaking sweet.
So anyway, so it's going to be a DVD case.
Okay.
And it's not just a regular DVD. It's obviously an anime. And believe it or not, I've really kind of come to like this anime and I want to watch more of it. And Magic is the one who brought it to my attention in the first place.
Big ups.
And because Magic knows what she's talking about.
I know more about anime and manga than God.
She's like an anime manga god, essentially. But anyway, the anime that
I'm
talking about.
Don't call me God. It gets me all self-conscious.
Hi.
I'm a self-conscious
That was a joke.
God.
I'm sorry. If you're listening, I'm sorry I stole your joke. He gets mad when I steal his jokes.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I do?
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to. I'm confused.
No, it's just, you know.
An inside joke that I'm not inside on?
It's not an inside joke. It's just my best friend, and he hates that I steal his jokes, because he's, like,
totally
10 times funnier than I am.
I all my friends all the time. It's the only
yeah,
why
no,
I
but he's, like, territorial about his jokes. It's weird.
Unless he's a comedian, he needs to back the shit up off of that. But anyway, you were talking about an anime.
Yes, I was. And the anime is Vampire Knight. And believe it or not, I think people are probably more familiar with it in its manga style since I think I've seen it before on shelves. I just never bought it.
Oh, you should. I think that's third or fourth volume's out now.
Because I think I saw it and I said, they look really cute and the guys look really hot on the cover. Maybe I'll buy it. And then I saw Absolute Boyfriend and I was like, oh, I gotta read that.
Oh, see, totally outranks Absolute Boyfriend. I mean, I love What's-Em-Face, but
you like Whatchamacallit, but
Whatchamacallit. No, the author of
my favorite
the author
character,
of Absolute
but
Boyfriend. Because I loved what else did she do?
That other thing.
She did Alice 19th, and I think she did
it's the same person who did
Madoki.
I thought it was Watase.
Is it?
I thought
I
so.
I'm going crazy.
Because all the main leads look like Tamahome.
That it probably is.
That, yeah, it's most likely. But anywho, and I never picked it up, and I haven't bought anything lately because I don't have a job and I don't have any money. So, all of my anime has been coming to me through osmosis and having friends who have money or other.
I love that. Or other.
Yeah, or other. And when I first saw it in the anime club that, you know, most of us attend, at first I was like, I don't know if I'm really going to like this. It sounds kind of familiar. And then you watch the first scene and you see this little girl out in the snow and this really hot guy sweeps her off her feet and that's that. So you're like, oh, he probably bit her and now she's a vampire.
Not. Because the first scene, you see this little girl in the snow, and then she gets fucking attacked by a fucking vampire, and then she's rescued by the really cute boy.
Oh, see, I didn't even see the evil. I just
kind
saw the
of important part there.
I only saw the hotness.
Of course he was evil. He was a middle-aged man with fangs.
Yeah, that's never any good. I'm just telling you right
now,
people.
That Kaname killed and then saved her.
Yeah, good point. I must have blanked out the evil and only looked at the sex.
He wasn't hot. He wasn't worth remembering.
Oh, yeah, exactly. For some reason, if you're not...
Okay.
you're not like at least 7 to 8, like 7 to 10 on the hot meter, I don't register you half the time. So then when I talk about stuff, I'm like, yeah, and then everything was great at the end. It's like, no. It's like, he had that epic battle and got kicked by that ugly guy. What guy? I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see no guy. Like, there was a guy there? But whatever. And then it fast forwards to when this little girl is, you know, finally now I think she's like a teenager. She's like, yeah. Is it like high school? 16. Or like middle school?
It's high school.
Type. Yeah. So, you know, and she's like, you know, all about order. And she's like, you know, this, I want to say like a prefect. I don't know. I think there's a better word for it. But she like, she's a monitor. She's like a guardian. She's a guardian. And like, and she goes to school with all these other giggling girls and like guys, and they all wear black uniforms, and you're like, oh, this is kind of traditional. Well, they go to school during the day, and in this particular place, there is a night class. And you're like, I wonder why these kids go to night class. And me being the idiot that I am, like when I was talking about, what was it that I didn't understand straight away? Paranoia agent. Panda doesn't think fast enough, or at least not fast enough to think straight away.
Watched you have this thought process. It was kind of amusing.
Yeah. So I was just kind of like, wait a minute. I'm like, they're vampires, and they go to school. And they go to school at night. Vampire night, and he's a knight, armor, saved her. Oh. It was very dumb.
Are you
sure
that you're not naturally a blonde? I mean, I know we're related and all, but sometimes I wonder about you.
I'm naturally a blonde, and I've never been that bad.
Yeah, I am just stupid. And it's okay. Because it happens, you know? And I'm learning to accept the fact that I often say stupid things. And so, yeah. So these vampires, there are vampires who go to the school, and they go at night. So when the day class is starting, all the night students are leaving, and all the night students wear white like outfits. Okay. And they're all very beautiful bishis, and like the very stoic, beautiful, like, girls who don't look like they say much. Like, if you ever read, what is it, Gentleman's Cross Alliance, or I don't think I'm saying the name of that one right, but there's a character in that manga, you know, and they call her Lady Hydrania, and like she looks like her eyes are always very big and dull, and like she doesn't have a lot of expression on her face, and some of these girls kind of look like that, but they're breathtaking because she's gorgeous.
Well, this is also by the same person who did Merupuri.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's kind
of that.
Is that
one about the kid that comes out of the mirror, and in the dark he turns into an adult?
Whoa!
That,
all right, I guess I need to talk about that one because people don't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've never read that or seen it or whatever format it happens to be in right now that's popular.
Actually, it's really funny because Wrong Button and I were at Barnes & Noble last night, and I made her read it, and she like loved it.
What doesn't she love?
I don't know.
Show her.
Especially if she
was like, oh wait, she didn't like Umisho.
That's true.
So sometimes she doesn't like stuff.
Anyway, no, but vampires. Come on, back to subject. Yes. I like vampires. So, I heart them.
The hot vampire boys who go to school at night, and some girls, and you see, I think you see a lot more giggling schoolgirls during the day. And the principal of the school is really funny because he happens to take in kids whose parents and families have been viciously murdered.
The chairman.
The chairman, principal, whatever. He takes in kids who have been, you know, like, utterly fucked up by vampires. And the two in particular is the main character. And this other boy who is just gorgeous.
Zero.
He's just gorgeous. And he's quiet and he's reserved. And at first you're kind of like, man, he really doesn't like the vampires, and why? And it's like, well, vampires fucked him up. And they fucked him up good. Like, so good that Yuki had to...
Murdered his entire family in front of him.
Yeah.
And that'll kind of ruin your day. I'm just going to throw
He was so distraught by the, you know, taking of his family and all the blood and stuff that he kind of wasn't functioning when they first brought him to the like, school, and Yuki kind of had to bathe him, which I thought was hot. And they're like young, they're like,
little
kids.
7 years old.
I know, but she's just like, I'm gonna undress you now so that I can wash you. And he doesn't move, he doesn't say anything. I'm
like, in total shock.
Yeah, I guess
being in shock because your parents
are hot. Shocked boys are hot, I guess, maybe. And it's a power thing, okay? It's a power thing. I'll admit it.
It's a weakness thing. We like it when a strong person shows you their weakness because it feels like you're being let in on something.
Yeah.
I've gone to therapy for years. I know these things.
And
hooked on therapy worked for you.
I know enough psychotherapy bullshit to walk anyone in circles.
But anyway, I mean, and you see him all grown up, and he's a guardian too, and he doesn't like the you know, vampire class, and he kind of wants to, you know, beat them all up because he's a little bitter.
You know, understandably.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, you know, vampires came and done fucked up my whole family. I'm a little pissed about that.
Oh, yeah, and then she chomped on him. She fed on him for a bit.
Yeah. She chompied down on him. So there's a lot of things going on. Because the main character girl, I think isn't her name Yuki? Yeah, it's Yuki. She's in love with, like, the head of the vampire guys, whose name I can't remember right now.
Kaname.
And he's nice, and he's gentle, and, you know, and she's always just like, I'm going to do such a good job around him, like, that kind of era. Like, she wants to impress him, but she doesn't want to step over any boundaries, like these, like, bumbling schoolgirl idiots that you see in animes all the time who are like, oh my god, I love you! Oh my god, I want to be with you all the time! It's like, shut up, bitch! Let me do my thing! And she's just like, I respect you, and I love you secretly, but I'll never tell you.
She's kind of shy about it.
Yeah. So she's the quiet... The quiet one about it.
No, she's not.
The pining away in the corner.
In the arena of love, she's quiet. The rest of the time, she like beats up Zero. And
yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, I think it's kind of that whole, you know, reversed nurse syndrome back from like, I don't want to say the 50s because I don't think it was the 50s, but back when soldiers got wounded and nurses took care of them, and then eventually the nurses got with the, you know, soldiers. You know, because they fell in love with them while nursing them. It's kind of the reverse thing with Zero and Yuki, because he got kind of tended to by her, and now he kind of loves her. Kind of, I guess. We've only seen like three episodes, so yeah, I don't have. It. Yeah. So of course he doesn't want her to be anywhere near the vampires, and the vampire dude Kaname, I think, loves her too.
Yep.
Though he never admits anything, but he takes her chocolate during Valentine's Day. So you're kind of like, oh, and
for you, because there's 39 chapters of it out. There's only three episodes in the anime.
Yeah.
One that came out just like a week ago.
I know what happens between
them. So I could tell you if you really wanted.
I do. I really do want to know, because I've only seen three episodes, and I mean...
Okay, well, it turns out that Zero, when he was bitten, was turned into a vampire. And he ends up gnawing on Yuki when he can't take it anymore. When he turns,
I can't so take it anymore.
Freaked out.
I can't
he
take
all
it anymore.
He hates himself, and he thinks she should hate him. And angst. And
here
then
we go again with the angsty crap.
Yeah, really.
So can I have some angst with a side
stories,
of angst?
Vampire stories
on
are
the
designed
side,
angsty crap. They are. So
I'm
then,
all about.
So then, Kaname and Yuki admit that they like each other. And then you find out that Yuki's actually Kaname's younger sister, and that she's a pureblood vampire. But when both
rewind that.
Yeah, she's his sister. But when both of their parents were murdered, their mother used her like blood or whatever in a last spell to seal her into a human form.
Holy
because
crap!
She can't remember. She can't remember anything before she was 5 years old, and Kaname rescued her.
Oh,
But then, so you're like, oh my god, they're brother and sister, they can't have love, and then Kaname is like...
They can't have love, no darling, they can't have sex.
Love, they cannot have it as sex.
And then a few chapters later, Kaname goes, I wish she really was my sister, and it's all confusing again.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
No!
Then there's a bad guy who's also a pureblood that wants to kill Kaname and take Yuki, and just bad things are happening. Zero kind of hates Yuki because she's a vampire, kind of hates himself because he's a vampire, is trying to deal with the fact that humans turn into vampires, generally go fucking bonkers. He's got a twin brother. Zero's twin brother, who was taken in by the vampire that murdered his whole family, tries to kill him. He tries to kill his brother. The hunter that taught him comes and tries to kill him because he finds out that he's a vampire now, and things get confusing.
Get confusing?
Yeah.
Oh, I think got confusing, ladies.
It's generally fun.
He's a vampire. She's my sister. She's a vampire. We're all vampires. Wait, I'm a hunter. No, you're my father. Wait, you're my killer. I don't understand. I want to fuck you. I can't. You're my sister and a vampire. What?
Hey. But she's not actually his sister.
Oh, what? Motherfucker.
It changed it again.
And then, since he fed on Yuki's blood, and she then turned into a pure blood, her blood in Zero activated, and we haven't figured out what that's going to do to him yet. Because he drank massive amounts of a pure blood's blood, which apparently is really important in some way.
Whoa.
Oh,
that is
fuck's sake.
I like it. I wonder, yeah, but are you worried that, you know, from the...
I'm worried they're going to fuck it up, because they always fuck it up.
I was about to say, I'm like, we already know that the manga conversion to anime doesn't always translate to the awesomeness that was written on page.
It never translates to the awesomeness.
So they're probably going to keep Yuki human and have the tension arise.
Well, it depends on how many episodes they plan to have. I think they only plan to have a 26-episode season, which means they're going to have to cut out a lot because they're still figuring out everything that they're talking about. With the Yuki's a vampire and Zero's a vampire, and now he's he drank a full pure blood's blood, and it's just very complicated.
I just love this. First, it was like, we have two humans and a vampire.
One of them's not actually a human. He's actually a vampire. Other one's not actually a human
vampire.
Either.
So she's also vampire. Angst. Vampire angst.
Okay, well, vampire is like synonymous with being angsty.
Angsty. Good point. I know,
true,
Angel.
Yeah. But you know what?
It's like
they're
the personification of an angsty character. I mean, unless you're talking about like Nightwalker, where he was like an airhead.
Good point.
He was an angsty airhead, though. He was still angsty.
Good point. Yeah, he was. He was indeed airy.
So, what would you rate it?
I mean, from the three episodes that I've seen it, I mean, granted, now that I know more of the story, and now I'm worried that the anime will in fact fuck it up because it sounds like it's so intricately like done. Then I'm worried that's going to suck. So I think I'll keep it safe at a 3 right now until I see more of it and see. And then I'll have to read it.
I would give the manga, the anime, I'd agree with the 3. The manga, I would give like a 7 of 5 because it's right up there. I am like anxiously, I'm like anxiously awaiting the releases of this the same way I do Bleach, Naruto, Neuro, and Skip Beat.
Holy crap.
Damn.
So like this is one of like the mangas that I'm like bonkers about.
It's like, I'm so in love with you, then why don't you marry it? I would.
If it wasn't a book.
I will.
I love fruit cups. Well, then why don't you marry it? I think I will. Anybody else get Pee-wee Herman jokes?
Yes.
But anyway, so yeah, 3 out of 5, since, you know, I've only seen 3 episodes, and so far I like it. And granted, the twist has just happened in the third episode where you find out that Zero is, you know.
No, the first of many, evidently, twists.
Yeah, the first of many twists has now occurred, indeed. So I can't wait to see if they'll stick to it and maybe do a lot more of them or not. So we'll find out. So I think now I'll take the mic of 1,000 truths and I'm going to pass it to Magic. And see what she has to offer for us today.
I am going to talk about DA, which is Deviant Art, is a website that has, well, I mean, it has a lot to, I don't know how much it has to do with manga and anime and whatnot, because a lot of the art on it is manga and anime based, a lot of fan art, that kind of stuff, but in and of itself, it has nothing to do with manga and anime. So I'm stepping outside of my box just a little bit.
We're thinking outside the box here, kids. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get hectic. Is it?
Oh my God. Okay, so I have been a member of DA since 2005. I think it was, let me see. January 23rd, 2005 at 3:39 p.m.
Not to be specific.
Okay, so what DA is it's kind of like a really complicated photo bucket.
Okay.
Photo bucket.
Yeah.
Is that like a chum bucket?
No, it's like a
You don't know what a photo bucket is? All right, no. How about 4chan? You know what 4chan is?
Yes, I know what 4chan
or
is.
Y Gallery or I can't even think of it.
Flickr, but for designers.
Yeah. So what DA is you create your arts. Yay arts. And then you show them to other people, but you don't have people to show them to. Boo, because you're lonely and live under a rock.
Aw, I'm lonely and live under a rock.
What you're going to do is you're going to go to DA, deviantart.com, and you can create a profile for yourself, and you can post your art and do your artist comments for each piece of art, and look at other people's arts, and buy prints of arts, and write journals, and it's just fantastic. You can watch people and see every time they post something, you can see what they've posted.
It's an outlet for the creative.
Yeah, you can have people comment on your stuff and all that. So I've been a member since 2005, but I've been like a hermit since 2005 because I've been posting my stuff and favoriting other people's stuff, but never really commenting or interacting in any sort of way. So I decided I was a lonely, lonely DA person. And I see all this fun other people have with things like OCBCs, which is Original Character Battle Contest or Battle Competition. Nobody really knows what the second C really stands for. Mm-hmm. And that's, you've got your characters that you've created and you enter them in, like, tournaments. And you draw comics of them competing and having different rounds and stuff. You know, and so I watched things like Survivor DA, where they put a bunch of characters on an island and made them fight each other until one won. Or like End Zone or SDL, the Samurai Duelers League. Mm-hmm. And they just seemed like so much fun to me.
Kind of like Photoshop Tennis. Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay. Well, that's where the idea came from. So there were a lot of different forums, like if you've ever been to DigiKitten or a couple of places like that, where they would basically have Photoshop Tennis. And what somebody would do is put up a Photoshop document, and then it was up to – and that would basically serve as like the volley. And it was up to the next person to grab the file and take the theme and then take it in a different direction. And so you could see how one idea, kind of like the idea of telephone, as it filters through people and they put their own style on it, it changes. The only requirement –
Similar to that. Mm-hmm. But quite a bit different, actually, because things like Survivor DeviantArt is what happened is there was one person who said, all right, I'm hosting this tournament. I'll give a DA subscription, which is the paid account, because you can have the free account, which has less features, or the paid account, which has more features. Mm-hmm. I'll give a so-and-so many months paid account, and, I'll give them a doodle or a full-colored piece or, whatever. I'll mm-hmm. do something for them if they win. Mm-hmm. So you have your mediator. And then they make the rules. So they say, okay, we're going to, have all these characters on an island. And then what happens is that they match up the characters in battles. Mm-hmm. And each of the artists has to then draw a battle, either one picture, which doesn't happen very often. Most people actually just do several pages of comics mm-hmm. about the characters interacting and battling and then who would win.
Right.
And then the judges and the officials and stuff would get together and be like, okay, well, which of these is more well-rounded, which, stays in character the most, and then one of them would win. Mm-hmm. And then the winner would then be paired up with, in another round would be paired up with another person. So it's all of these, it's basically...
An actual tournament, but just in comic form.
It's basically a shitload of short five, 1 to 10 page... comics about how your character would interact and beat this other character. Mm-hmm. So it really is very social because you have to talk and understand the other people's characters and stuff. So I decided that I was going to join an OCBC, mm-hmm. and I chose one called the Coliseum, which the premise of it is that there's this city called Silvermine, which is very much like a Vegas sort of place, mid-desert, no rules, whatever stays in Silver, whatever happens in Silvermine stays in Silvermine mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah, I love Vegas.
Yeah, and it's run by the Silvermine mob.
And, see, that's where it's different, because there's no such thing as the mob, and the mob is not in Vegas anymore.
Yeah, well, okay. So there's the casino mogul, this guy called Tyrone Fossil. Okay. And he's a T-Rex in a suit.
Okay.
With a cigar. He's fun. But so the mob is getting together because they're having this tournament. to just, you know, rake in the money. It's just, it's an event. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing in all sorts of characters from all over. And, you know, you have to create a reference sheet. This is who my character is. This is how he fights. This is, you know, what he can and cannot do. These are his weaknesses and his strengths. And an audition, which is, this is how the mob is contacting him and how he's getting into the, how he's getting in.
Okay.
So I'm still writing my audition. I've completed one of four pages and it's due by May 30th. So I'm really excited about this.
Oh, cool.
Because a lot of the same characters that people entered in other contests that I saw are entering in this one. And the DA actually recently created chat rooms and stuff. Uh-huh. So I've been chatting with them, and just it's a lot of interaction that I just never bothered having before in DA, and it's a lot of fun.
I got a question. What are you mostly using to do all your artwork, and what is the final format?
The way I do it, I do all my sketches and pencils in pencil. And then I throw them into, I've got a printer scanner. Mm-hmm. And I throw them into I got my printer scanner 3 years ago for my birthday. Uh-huh. I knew I wanted one like crazy, and my parents thought I was nuts. Why do you want a printer scanner? And now everybody in the family uses it all the time.
Yeah.
So, I use my printer scanner, scan it all in, throw it in Photoshop, do the lines in Photoshop and the colors in Photoshop. Mm-hmm. So, I haven't done any of the speech bubbles and stuff yet, so I haven't figured out how to do that one. But so it's basically just a learning experience. It's definitely something I'm forcing myself to be social. I'm not a very social person. I'm forcing myself
on the interwebs.
Yeah, that's not true. I'm more isolated than ever on the interwebs. I'm the kid that signs into WoW and does everything by themselves. Doesn't join parties, doesn't have a guild, doesn't talk on TalkSpeak.
You're the WoW loner.
I'm the WoW loner, which is why I don't play WoW anymore, because I was sad. I was like, I don't want to be a loner, but I don't know how to be social. Boo.
Aww.
So, yeah. No, but I got sick of myself being the DA hermit that never interacts, and so I decided to, you know, put myself out there and have fun with it. Because I've also, you know, I've got plans to draw a graphic novel with a friend of mine, and I was like, I don't have any fucking clue where to start with that, because I've never drawn comics before. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's not true. I've never really successfully drawn comics before.
There you go. I like that. That sounds more honest.
I've never put a large effort into a finished comic product that's more than one page. I do a lot of strips, but not a lot of comics.
Gotcha.
So it seemed like, you know, it was going to be a challenge art-wise, it was going to be a challenge writing-wise, mm-hmm. creativity, you know. I'd make a few friends,
right.
or piss a few people off, depending on how it turns out.
Right.
And it seemed like fun. So,
Do you find that it's affected your creativity now outside of when you're thinking about the panels? Do you find yourself wanting to do other things?
Oh, definitely. Actually planning, you know, picking a character, designing his abilities and planning the comic and stuff. I am so pumped to do anything art-wise. I find myself doodling as I'm chatting right now. I'm like, la la la, I'm not listening to myself because I am doodling. What did I say?
I was talking about some bullshit, but I have this really cool character.
I never listen to myself. I'm boring. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I really love DA, and there's a lot of drama on DA. There's art theft problems. There's just a lot of trollers and flamers and just people who hate.
But that's with anything that you have social. You have people that are going to come to the thing because they enjoy it, and then you have other people that are going to come so they can spam others, so they can just flame
yeah.
and be.
Yeah. So they and artists are particularly terrible for that, because a lot of people are out there to get praise. They're like, praise me, love me, you know, and they're very arrogant without pause. They're, you know, we're very emotional people, artists. And we're also,
no.
A lot of us are self-centered too, and it's terrible.
No.
But some of us are very, very nice too. I'm self-centered and nice. I got the best of both worlds.
There you go. Not to toot your own horn or anything.
See, that's the self-centered part.
Oh, you caught that one, huh? Good for you.
least I'm aware of being self-centered. Most people are
just
like... A lot
of people are not, and that drives me buggy. As long as you own everything you are, we'll get along just fine. I can't stand people that are like, I am so great, and I'm humble, too, which is one of the reasons why everyone loves me. And you're just like, did you just hear the sentence that came out of your mouth?
Really, no, it's really funny because I bounce between being like extra super humble and being like the most confident fuck in the room. It'll be like, I'll be like, yeah, I'm king of the world. I'm the fucking greatest. Your art is wonderful. No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Yes. Yeah. But that happens with a lot of artists. I mean,
I don't take compliments very well.
Well, no one does, especially when it comes with something that you've put out there or you've created, you know, from scratch. I mean, whenever people look at the website, for instance, and they talk about, you know, how great it looks and how functional it is, you know, I look back at all the different designs and layouts that I did before this current incarnation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that was all shit, and what we're doing now is crap. I can't believe you think it looks good, because this is broken, this needs to be fixed, that could be better, those colors should probably change. You know, I mean, as a
person, it's funny. I log onto the site, and I cringe, because we've got my art right in the bar there, and then I look off to the left, and we've got the subscribe on iTunes, and there's my art right on a iTunes button, and I'm like, oh god, and so I cringe and look to the right, and there's more of my art, and I'm like, it's terrible.
Yes.
And it's me unhappy.
Yeah.
And happy all at the same time.
Yeah. She's like, I'm published and they like me, but oh my god, it's right there.
They like me. Why do they like me? It's so terrible. Oh god.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but I'm getting over that as I get older, because I can't overreact about shit like that anymore.
Not if you want to get pizzayed.
Yeah, it's I used to be like, whenever somebody would compliment me, I used to be like, okay, so what's wrong with you?
Yeah, no,
but now I'm learning to trust people and the fact that they might
things. No, don't trust people. See, that's what they want you to do. Don't trust
them. I'm finally getting self-confident, and you're like, nope, that's a lot.
Don't trust people. Appreciate them thinking highly of you, but don't trust them, because as soon as you trust them, that's when you get hit with pie.
Oh no, because the cake is a lie. It's all
the cake is a lie. And see, if you trust the robots and the people, you'd think the cake is real, but the cake is in fact a lie. The pie is not, however.
Nope, the pie's not a lie.
Pie is not a lie. Ever.
Especially for those of us who are still alive. Speaking of alive, Panda, hello, where are you?
I'm here.
She's in the corner.
She is alive.
Doodling.
She's alive. You have a DA.
I have a DA, but I haven't put any of my black and white pictures up there yet. I have seen a couple of things that are actually really, really interesting, and a lot of creativity is going on there, and I hope to put my stuff up there and join in the creative fun.
See, I don't have a DA.
You would be exposed to an entirely different side of it, because I am mostly the anime art comic area. I'm not into the fashion design. I'm not into the photography or the prose very much. So
yeah, and I'd even probably put my Alice in Wonderland and installment up there too.
But
yeah,
you know,
I'd be in a totally different like genre.
You'd probably have a totally different.
Or I don't know. You could put the Alice in Wonderland thing up on our site.
Maybe.
Yeah. See, there we go. Anyway, thing that you two are kind of missing that I think could be like great is if you took the idea of her actual real world black and whites and put characters into them.
I've seen that done, and it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do, though. Mm. I tried it.
Yeah, but fucking cool.
Yeah, it is fucking cool. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, you know, throwing it out there. Then you guys could just, like, you know, take over DA. Because, I mean, ESH, ultimately, we were founded on you know, world domination.
Yeah.
We've kind of gotten away
from
that.
No, but I probably had a DA for, like, a year before I ever started doing anything. And I posted it mostly because I didn't have a scanner at that point, but it's only been within the last 9 months that I've actually been crazy about DA and been posting my own stuff. So Yeah, it's just, I love DA. You should go check it out. There's some amazing stuff. You don't have to post your own stuff. I spent a lot of time without any of my own stuff up, you know, looking at other people's stuff. So, yeah, it's just, it's fun, and you should check it out.
Cool.
DA. But don't troll, don't flame, and don't steal people's art.
Yeah, don't do that. That's just lame.
Don't be a lame.
I guess it's my turn then.
Okay, so I'm handing the mic of 1,000 truths to Ninja. What are you going to do with it?
I am actually going to kind of talk about the halo effect. So not so much like
when you look into the sun and there's a corona.
No, not that one. Not the one when you are the son of God and you have a little ring thing about your head either.
No.
Or the fact that if you are by an iPod, you're 10 times more likely to go into an Apple retail store. No, not those halo effects. The halo effect that I'm talking about has to do with the Halo game dropping last year. So do you remember Halo came out right around the time that some of the summer blockbusters were getting ready to drop?
Mm-hmm.
And there were a bunch of...
Jesus, was that already a year ago? Feels like it was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, no,
God,
not so much.
Where have I been?
Like you said, you've been lonely and
I've been on DA. That's...
Yeah, pretty much. But basically, there were a bunch of websites and even some mainstream media that talked about the fact that the movie industry was blaming its numbers for being so low as far as attendance for the summer blockbusters on Halo, because the majority, or I should say a big piece of their market that they were counting on to go to said blockbusters were at home playing the shit out of Halo. Okay. Well, we've got a similar situation coming on in that I was getting ready to take a bunch of my friends to go see the Iron Man movie because I am an Iron Man nut. Okay? I have been reading Iron Man, X-Men, Batman, Batgirl, Superman.
I hated Tony Stark and all the other Avengers except for Wolverine.
See, I didn't like the Avengers, but I liked Tony Stark. Because the thing that I always liked about Tony Stark is that he wasn't just a straight-up good guy. He was an alcoholic. He was kind of condescending because he was so damn brilliant. You know, getting into MIT all young and stuff. So he was kind of a pompous ass. And then this horrible thing happened to him. Being captured and thrown into this jail and getting shrapnel in his chest that he can't pull out because, oh my God, it'll kill him. And so the guy that he's incarcerated with helps him build a little suit so that he doesn't have to die. And then they figure out how to add some other things to the suit. And he's like, sweet, we're going to break out of here. And they break out of there. But in the process, the dude dies. And he's like, you know what? That guy helped me. Fucking, I'm going to help people. And so he becomes Iron Man and dons the suit and does all this good. But at the same time, his company is still manufacturing weapons and selling them to different governments.
Yep.
So he doesn't completely reform. There's a gray area. I respect when a story is told about a character who isn't, you know, on one side of the pendulum, who's completely evil and has no redeeming qualities, because where's, you know, the conflict in that? It's easy to hate somebody that eats babies because, yeah. Oh my God, you're a bastard. You eat babies.
Yeah, you eat babies.
But
that was always Batman's appeal, wasn't it?
Yeah, because...
He ate babies too?
No, Batman did not eat babies.
Yeah, Batman's appeal was that he ate babies.
I don't know what Batman you're reading, but not the Batman I'm talking about.
Oh, see, I was reading Batman Vampire.
Yeah, that's a different one. So. That's different. No, but that was my appeal, again, part of the reason why I love Batman and why I love Batgirl. Not so much Barbara Gordon Batgirl, but Cassandra Cain Batgirl.
You liked Cassandra.
I liked Cassandra a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've been talking about it a lot because I've been missing that in a comic. I haven't really subscribed to any comic since the end of that run of Batgirl because I haven't found one that's really struck me, which is part of the reason why I've been leaning towards manga more than comics now, because I need for a character to not be completely pure 100%, you know, shits rainbows, farts ponies, or just completely evil and
sparkles. Sorry, that was a phrase that somebody used once, and I've always wanted to use it. So sneezing sparkles, that's my contribution to that list right there.
I just got such a visual there. Or a character that is, you know, just completely evil with no redeeming qualities, because then there's no conflict. I can absolutely align myself with the hero because there's nothing bad about the hero. And I can completely hate the bad guy because there's nothing even remotely good about him to make me have to wonder. You know, yeah. I love characters where they are doing bad things, but ultimately there is good in them. You know, part of the thing that I love about Smallville as it's on the WB is that, you know, it's just recently now that Lex has completely become a bastard. Up until then, you know, you felt bad for him because part of the reason why he is the way he is because he didn't get a lot of attention and love from his father. And then you would see flashbacks and you would just feel awful for this little kid that just wanted attention from their dad and didn't get it, and it would tug at your heartstrings, so that when you flash back to the future and Lex was now blowing this person away, you felt bad for Lex, not necessarily the person he was killing. I like that. I like being made to have to think about what is really good and what is really bad and really where I fall. And so when I get that in a storyline, be it a video game or a comic book, it's great. So when I heard that Iron Man was announced, I was like, oh my God, they're going to fuck this up.
It looks like it's going to be a good movie, despite the fact that I've never liked Tony Stark.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Because, I mean, I was like, okay, first of all, they're not going to let Tony be an alcoholic. He's going to be a completely good guy because, oh my God, can't have a hero that has an issue. Not now, not in America. All of our heroes are great, and they're awesome, and there's...
And they all save children from burning buildings.
That's right. Every single one of them, without hesitation, you know. And... So when they announced that Robert Downey Jr. was going to be Tony Stark, I was like, oh? Okay.
Yeah, this is a guy who gets DUIs and stuff every 5 minutes.
That guy is like addicted to almost every drug on the planet. This could be good. Mostly because Robert kind of strikes me as the type of actor that would be like, if I'm going to play a character from existing history, we've got to use the existing history. So he would not allow them to not let Tony be an alcoholic. Being an alcoholic and kind of a drug addict also make it easy to play convincingly. Alcoholic drug addict.
Like drug addict.
Okay, you top it off with Robert kind of pulls off the condescending papa's ass.
Kind of.
Easily.
Kind
of? Just smidgen. So I'm now more relieved about this project as I'm hearing about it. And then they showed the trailer last year at Comic-Con, and I was like, okay, done.
Yeah, and we all saw the YouTube version of it.
Okay, fucking sold, going, we'll be there, yes. Yes, Lord Jesus, yes.
Yeah, I saw that trailer, and I was sold, and I don't even like Iron Man or the Avengers or Tony Stark.
And so you keep seeing more and more of the trailers, and I've seen some of the reviews and some of the write-ups in Variety because I read it. It's a guilty pleasure.
You should be ashamed.
It's a guilty pleasure for me. I can't help it. But it looks amazing. So I was organizing all of my geeks near and dear to me. Walked into the job, and I'm like, okay, posse, Iron Man, it's coming out. Let's ride. And about half of the room was like, yes, let's do this midnight movie, fucking A. The other half of the room goes, but GTA 4 is coming out. And I pre-orders it. And I kind of went,
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So
at the Batman versus Superman moment.
See, this is and so this is kind of like in my brain. And I let it go because I was going to work on the next piece of my good, the huh, and the wickedy awesome piece today. And then I was talking with Evermore, and Evermore brings this up. And I was like, well, do you think that it could possibly be like Halo was? And I was like, shit, I totally forgot about the Halo thing. So, yeah, I'm thinking with all the GameStops now with, like Deuce said, a bunch of them actually doing midnight events for people who pre-ordered GTA to actually go to the shop at midnight, get their copies, and get out. Sony actually bundling the game with PS3 systems, and, you know, us participating in the Xbox 360 giveaway that is a branded Grand Theft Auto 4, because they're so close to each other, you know, is Iron Man going to have the opening that it should with GTA? Because even though the audience is, you know, like we've talked about before, for Halo and for a GTA are different, the GTA faithful have been waiting for this game for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been pushed back. They've been waited. There have been people that have pre-ordered this thing for months now. It's probably one of the largest hype games right now. I mean, no one really talked about Bully, the sequel, after all the Jack Thompson stuff died down. I keep seeing ads for it, but I didn't see a whole lot of buzz for it. I'm seeing stuff every damn day about new features in GTA. I saw an emotion engine thing for it that evidently was used in the game that I'm like, that's sick. There's more giveaways. People are giving away copies of the game. There's swag. There are people talking about shit that they just want to do with their characters. The whole crap about being able to possibly hear a song on a radio station while you're driving around in the game, and if you like it, plug in your mobile audio device and download the thing right to it. I'm just like, it's just fucking GTA everywhere. I mean, yeah. The Echo Chrome demo is out. It's on the PlayStation Network. And like 3 people talked about it on the web. Everybody else is pretty much, so how are you going to smack your bitches in GTA? Well, I don't know, Bob. I'm thinking from left to right, but I might. I just might go right to left. What do you think? You can't spit and not hit something on GTA.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered mine just because I wanted to make sure that I could, you know, talk about it on the site with authority and on the podcast. But now I'm fucking excited about it and just realize I've made other plans for next Thursday. Totally forgot about Iron Man.
Ooh, so you forgot about Iron Man. Totally.
And I'm like, if that can happen to me and I'm a Tony Stark fucking nut.
Who else is forgetting about it?
Who else is forgetting about it? I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen with Iron Man and GTA 4 because a lot of the people that would be going to Iron Man are basically people like myself that read the comics, loved all of the gray and the ins and the outs and the, I'm kind of a good guy, but oh yeah, I'm gonna do some fucked up things and make a mistake and to possibly kill some people I shouldn't have. And you're gonna have to wonder whether or not I'm a good guy or bad guy. It turns out I'm neither. I'm kind of in the middle. And a game where you can basically choose whether or not to be a good guy or a bad guy or kind of in the middle. I mean, it's kind of funny that these two things that are crazily popular with these two overlapping segments of people are both, in essence, the same story. You got a character who can choose to be good or choose to be bad or choose to be in the middle. Which way do they fall?
Yeah. It's your red pill, blue pill moment.
What if I want the purple pill?
Yeah, seriously. I want one of each.
I want a purple pill with sparklesies on it.
I don't think I'd eat anything that sparkled.
Why not?
Because glitter is made out of little tiny shards of metal.
Oh, not necessarily. They can make edible.
Or it used to be. Glitter. They used to be when we were kids.
Pencils used to be made out of lead. I mean, they safetify everything nowadays.
Yeah.
In any case.
Because they screwed up with our generations.
Pretty much. They fucked over our generations bad. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why we're so damaged.
I know. That's why I'm damaged. But that's okay. They stamped me sane, so I'm not going to worry about paint. It. In any case, I want to know what you guys think, so let me know. What are you doing? Are you going to get GTA and play all night long and call out of work? Possibly. Or are you going to Iron Man? Or both? So hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, and let us know. You can comment on this post or use the Hit Us Up link on the website and email all of us and tell us what you think about any of the shit that we've said today. So, in case you missed it, I'm actually wrapping up the show, ladies.
I know.
Oh my god, Panda, you're alive.
Yeah.
We thought you fell asleep.
No.
Pandas take naps, I know.
Or she just doesn't have an opinion at all on GTA, Batman, or Iron Man.
Agreed.
A little right. Sad.
Yeah. So, in any case, I guess I'm...
I think this podcast is toast.
Yes. Yes, I do. Magic, what are you doing with your toast?
I don't know. Not really in a toast mood.
Are you going to donate?
Apparently I'll feed it to my cat because she's hungry.
Yeah, go you away. Should definitely feed your cat.
She's skin and bones.
Yeah, that definitely...
That's not my fault. We feed her. She just is skin and bones.
It's not really good for an animal.
Say hi.
Oh, here we go with cat talking. Okay, I'm moving on. Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to bury it in the ground and see if I can make a toast tree.
Ooh. That sounds like a fun
Wouldn't
project.
Do you need toast seeds? And how would toast have seeds?
Multigrain seeds.
Oh, multigrain.
Multigrain toast.
Multigrain toast can grow trees.
Don't ever take anything we say on ESH as scientific fact.
We are not scientists. The opinions displayed, repeated, or actually just founded in this podcast are totally not bound or ground in science at all. Or tested.
Or facts. Or reality.
Yeah. You really know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you doing with your toast, Ninja?
I am actually going to take my toast and I am going to make a BLT because I'm hungry as shit. It's been a long day. And damn it, I like bacon.
I think I'm going to go get Chinese food. I'm going to trade my toast in for some Chinese food.
Okay, that works.
You know, get some beef teriyaki, some crab rangoon.
See, getting hungrier
some
and hungrier by the minute.
Sake. Yeah.
So, like I said, you definitely want to check us out on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can download our podcast. You can listen to it in your RSS reader or subscribe to it in iTunes. You can also catch the show on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And...
Say that so carefully now.
I know. Well, let me tell you, as many times as I messed it up the first time we were trying to do it, oh my god. Because, like I said, I'm slightly Riri. Check us out, people. We have fun. You have fun. You can win t-shirts, candy, and other goodies. I have some goodies. I want to give them away to somebody. I have a game. Actually, I have three that I've got sealed. Want to give away? All you got to do to win is use the Hit Us Up link and say that you want to be entered in the sweepstakes or comment on our posts. If you comment with a valid email address, one lucky winner. Every so often, gonna get some shit. I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
We are out.
Bye.
Peace!
Out!